Hello, everybody. Happy July. It is Jeremy, the Flamingo DJ, here with Flamingo Event Service. Sorry, I keep saying Flamingo DJ because that's how we've always been known, but we do so much more than that, as I'm sure you know if you're listening. In addition to DJ, we also do photo booth and uplighting. I'm also ordained and can actually perform wedding ceremonies. And this morning, I am a little bit under the weather. As you may hear in my voice, there's a little bit more of a growl in there than there normally is. But I wanted to take this time to just kind of chat with everybody. I just had a couple of things that were floating through my head that I wanted to put together. Just another quick little podcast. We're going to try to do a few more of these in the coming weeks. Just kind of talking about some stuff. And the thing that's been sticking with me lately is music. We do a lot of other stuff, but of course, you know, one of the big things we do is DJ, and primarily weddings. Weddings are kind of what we do, so we're used to working with brides and grooms, and just couples that are getting married and planning their party, and you know, a lot of them don't really know which direction to go with some things. You know, in most cases, you've never been married before. You know, you've maybe been to some of your friends or relatives' weddings or that kind of thing, but you know, you don't have a lot of experience putting together a day or a playlist or anything like that that's going to help make your event successful. I just sat down and met with a new couple earlier this week. They came to me via referral, and were really excited to work with me and really talked about how important the music is to them. But they don't necessarily know what to pick, you know, and they're a little concerned about some of that. And at the same day, I had, following a wedding Facebook group that I do, there was a bride that was saying, "Oh my gosh, I'm meeting with my DJ. Girls, fill me up with what were your most requested songs? What were your must plays?" And I thought to myself, well, you know, that's okay, you know, absolutely get some other people's opinions. But so many posts I see, you know, oh my gosh, I need to be able to, you know, tell the DJ this thing. And my first thought is, well, if you don't trust the DJ, maybe you should look a little harder at the DJ and see if there's another DJ that you trust, because not all DJs are the same. I mean, ultimately, yeah, we all play music, but we all do our jobs just a little bit differently. And two, and it was a conversation that I had with the couple that I met with earlier this week, is that you're not just hiring my service. You're not just hiring me, you know, to bring my speakers and to come out to your wedding. You're hiring my expertise. You know, their wedding is in a year. I'm going to be next August 2020, and you know, I'm not there just to show up on the wedding day. I'm here to help you with the planning process. I've been doing this for, it'll be 15 years. We'll celebrate our 15 year anniversary in business in December, and I've been doing weddings for a long time. I've seen a lot of trends change. I've seen a lot of music change. I've seen a lot of stuff, and it's a wealth of experience that's available to you. It's, you know, I can be as interactive with you in your planning process as you let me. You know, some people prefer to, no, we got it. We've got a really clear idea of who and what we want from what we're doing, and some people need a little bit more help or more open to ideas. And that's, you know, that's why you hire professionals. You know, you're a professional DJ, you're a professional photographer, you know, your day of coordinator, whoever you're hiring, you're not just hiring them for the service you provide. You're hiring their experience and their expertise. And that's really what it is. And if you don't feel like the vendor you hired has expertise or experience to offer to you, then maybe you should look at the vendor you hired, because I guarantee you that there are vendors out there that are more than happy to share both those experiences and expertise with you during your planning process. So, thanks for listening, everybody. If you have more questions, want to reach out to me, please feel free to. You can always reach me anytime via email, jeremy@flamingoeventservice.com. Check out our website, www.flamingoeventservice.com. We'd be happy to help you plan your perfect event. Have a great day, everybody.